Now, the Hunter Innovation Festival is coming up at the beginning of May, and joining me in the studio is the coordinator of the festival, Claire Quigley, to give us the lowdown. Claire, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great. Fantastic to have you in the studio this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, for anyone who may not have heard of the festival before, give us a bit of a rundown exactly what the Hunter Innovation Festival is.
Sure. So the Hunter Innovation Festival is 2 weeks of events that are going to run between the 3rd and the 16th of May across the Hunter. These events are focused on showcasing the innovation that's happening in our region, along with connecting people with ideas to make more innovation happen. So we're going to run events that range from facility tours. So we've got Headweld, for example, have come on board and they're going to do a tour of their facilities. We're going to do hands-on sessions, so where people want to understand more about things such as the Internet of Things, for example, or they want to understand more about how to get funding for a particular idea. We're going to do boot camps, so really getting in there and getting into the nuts of what innovation is and how to bring it into your business or into your organization. Pitch events, so there's actually a number of events happening that are giving some funding to people as well and to organizations and entrepreneurs. We also then have just events giving people a roadmap on, you know, depending on where they are in their innovation journey. So it could be early stages or they could be a bit more advanced. It's about helping businesses, community and the government education sector to get involved. So there'll be a great cross-section and buzz of people happening over 2 weeks. We have events going from Newcastle right up as far as Scone. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yes.
That's awesome. So really for this event, you're targeting everybody, you know, whether you're a local business, whether you're someone in the community who's interested in seeing where the community is going or you think you have an input in some way.
Exactly. So innovation is absolutely far more than a product being developed in a business, which I think is a traditional viewpoint. Yeah. Innovation has an impact on industry, it has an impact on our local economy, but it also has an impact on our social well-being as well. So we see things such as innovation in waste management, for example, that has a direct impact on our community. Yeah. So it's great for people to get involved and see what's going on there and to try and, I guess, talk more about that and have the contribution to that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, definitely. And is there a particular theme for this year?
Yes, there is. So we are going under the banner of the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. So that's the UN Sustainable Goals. And the theme that we have chosen to run with this year is Innovate to Regenerate. And that's quite important and timely for us as a region, I think, as well, because we're at this point in time where we are looking to regenerate ourselves as in terms of our industries, in terms of the businesses that we have in our region, and also in terms of the communities across the region as well. So it's very timely. We absolutely want to promote and engage and make people aware of the Sustainable Development Goals that everybody can have an impact on.
Yeah. I love that there is such an opportunity in a cross-section for everyone to get involved with. You know, if you want to learn more, if you want to connect with more people, to network, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. And we've really made it an action-oriented festival this year. There's no just sitting back and taking notes.
That's awesome. So what are some of the things that you said there are some awesome businesses lined up? What are some of the events that you're looking forward to?
Oh, so, well, given that I'm living in Scone, I definitely have to give a shout out to a couple of the Upper Hunter events. So one of the key things as well to mention, if it's okay, Jessica, is we're absolutely focusing on trying to bring more events, not just within Newcastle and Lake Macquarie, but up the Upper Hunter region. So we have events happening in Cessnock, in Muswellbrook and in Scone as well. So that's quite exciting, as well as running some of our events in a hybrid model and in virtual as well. So awesome. That means, you know, if you can't make it face to face, get online and we'll still be able to share with you. So in terms of the events, there's an Innovation in Equine event that's happening on the 10th of May, which I'm very excited to attend. We also have some great pitch nights. There's a couple of really interesting events as well being held by, for example, Best Case Scenario. They are hosting a digital transformation event, which I think is really important for organizations now post-COVID, who are going, okay, well, we need to now have in place a better digital transformation strategy so that we can innovate better. Yeah. So we have people in that panel from, you know, who are former CIOs with Brisbane City Council, for example. So we're getting some really good heads at the table.
Yeah.
We've also got some great events around the Internet of Things. I'm really looking forward to seeing St. Philip's as well. So that's in Cessnock. They're a highly awarded school that are changing the face of education and how we equip our children to, you know, to learn differently. And as a result, I guess, you know, have a different approach to. They're going to be our employers of the future. They're going to be our new workers of the future. So it's going to be really interesting to see what comes from that. There's a tour of that facility as well.
Fantastic. Well, of course, the event couldn't go ahead without some awesome sponsors that you've got on board.
Yes, yes. I do want to make a big shout out to our sponsors and to our working group members. So our sponsors this year are, we have, of course, Hunter If, which support the entire program or the entire festival. We've Port of Newcastle, who are our festival partner this year. And then we have our Lake Macquarie Council, Oz Industry, who, of course, are so important in the ecosystem here. We have the University of Newcastle and the I2N group there. And we also have Lake Macquarie City Council. Also, we do have the Port of Newcastle and the Garris Group as well on board with us this year, which is really exciting. So we just couldn't do this festival without them. So yeah, really hats off to them and thank you to them. And of course, to each and every event host, because, you know, everybody has taken this on board. We support as much as we can, but we still need people to organise the events and then people to turn up at those events. So yeah, shout out to all everyone involved.
That's awesome. We will catch up with you before the event again. But in the meantime, for more information, head to your website.
Yes. So we have a live program being constantly updated. It's on hunterinnovationfestival.org. We also have, you know, join us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter and on Instagram. So we're constantly updating there as well. And we've got some videos of some presenters coming up and of different hosts as well. So
yeah,
it's, yeah, lots to learn, lots to be part of. So please go online and like us, follow us, would be appreciated.
Fantastic. Claire, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.